3.
Okay.
2.
Okay.
1.
Okay.
How long this charade is going to last today?
Oh, boy. Okay.
2.
Okay.
1.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Well, I do the DX service from dawn to dusk. I do it on these tape decks while sitting on my butt. First up is Star, then Bowker, then some guy from Marshalltown, his name is Snowbarker. On side two, we have more fun with musings from members, then historical moment or two from the guy we call Sir. But now it's time for a guy who we think is a dope. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Phil Wayne with the Market Scope.
3.
Okay.
2.
Okay.
1.
Okay.
Okay, Jerry.
You can feel right now.
3.
Okay.
2.
Okay.
1.
Okay, here comes another jerk.
This is the Market Scope.
The one thing I like about doing the Market Scope here every month is you never get any respect at all around this place. Hi, this is Phil for Market Scope, and this month we're back to Albuquerque with Skip Dabblestein. And all I want to say before we get into the Market Scope is I'd like to see Bowker breakdancing in this one.
Operating at 91.5 megahertz is KFLQ, a member of the Family Life Broadcasting System. This station is affiliated with the Moody Network and is yet another of Albuquerque's religious broadcasters.
The Singers on KFLQ at just 16 and a half minutes now past the hour. Coming up is the Jonathan Birchfield, the Haven Arrest Quartet, Johnny, and much more. So stay tuned to Family Life Radio, KFLQ.
Broadcasting Christ's love 24 hours a day. This is listener-supported KFLQ at 91.5 FM.
KRST can be heard at 92.3 on the FM dial. As previously covered, Crest and its AM affiliate KRZY simulcast modern country music and have held down the top spot in the market for several years. KKOB-FM occupies the 93.3 spot in Albuquerque. This station has adult contemporary programming very similar to, but separate from its affiliate, KKOB on 770 AM. KKOB-FM placed a comfortable fourth in the latest ratings book, giving its owners two of the top four stations in the market.
93.3 KOB-FM. I'm PJ Story. 6:10 Saturday evening. This is Michael Bolton featuring Kenny G. Missing You Now.
Talk to you, but it's not the same.
The storm to get it winter out of its own system tonight. Cooler variable cloudiness. A few snow showers around town going down to the upper 20s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. Snow and rain showers going up to the mid 50s. Right now in the city, 46 degrees.
93.3
KOB FM. 93.3 KOB FM. I'm PJ Story. This is the latest from Mariah Carey. The name of the song is Make It Happen.
KZRR operates on 94.1 megahertz in Albuquerque. Along with sister station KZSS AM 610, the simulcasted album-oriented rock format achieved a sixth-place rating. The signal of KNYN can be heard on 95.5 on the FM dial. Transmitting from facilities of AM station KVSF in Santa Fe, the Canyon provides a mix of modern and traditional country-western music programming.
playing your favorite country hits. This is The Canyon, 95.5 FM.
Other Zuma Compact, Southern Pacific, and the Invisible Man on the Canyon, KNYNFM. The number one song for John Anderson just last month, and Straight Tequila Night on the Canyon, KNYNFM. It's 5:35. Coming up, music from Kenny Rogers. Snowing and 31 here in Santa Fe. Here's Kenny Rogers, and I Don't Need You on the Canyon, KNYN.
I don't need you, I don't need friendship.
Our next stop on the Albuquerque FM dial is at 96.3, where we hear the classical music of KHFM.
Alexander Schneider Quintet in music of Joseph Lanner on 96 Classical KHFM Albuquerque Santa Fe. Bringing to a close our dinner concert for a Sunday evening, I'm Susan Dean. See you tomorrow.
Good evening and welcome to the Steinway Hour, brought to you each week here on 96 Classical KHFM Albuquerque Santa Fe by Riedling Music, New Mexico's exclusive Steinway dealer since 1938. I'm Kip Allen. Tonight we take in a wide range of keyboard music, from one of the sons of Johann Sebastian Bach to Brahms, from an English Victorian to Beethoven. And let's begin with the youngest son of the great Bach, John Christian. He settled in London after
holding down the third place ranking in Albuquerque radio is KKSS at 97.3 on the dial. Owned by Sun Group Broadcasting and licensed to Santa Fe, this is the top 40 CHR station in the market.
Now, another Albuquerque hot streak. 1/2 hour of non-stop music. 0 commercials. On Hot Jam. 97.3 KISS FM.
Number one, hit music station, Hot Jammin', 97.3. Kiss FM, I'm Chaz Malibu, playing the new music first. Here's Celine Dion, Peebo Bryson, Beauty and the Beast.
Live from the greatest city on the planet.
The number one hit music station, Hot Jammin', 97.3 KKSS, Santa Fe, Albuquerque. You got Randy Savage with 0 commercials.
Hot Jammin', 97.3 KISS FM. Crank it up and be way cool.
At 99.5 on the FM dial, we find KMGA with its light contemporary format. Although affiliated with station KQEO on 920 AM, KMGA's separate brand of programming garnered it a 9th place in the latest ratings book.
Magic 99.5. Light rock, less talk.
Magic 99.5. Light rock, less talk. We just heard Daniel from Elton John, Gloria Estefan's Live for Loving You, and Paul Simon's Still Crazy After All These Years. What impact does television have on your kids? Well, you can attend a free workshop called Television, Monster or Mentor, Thursday evening from 7 to 9 at the Santa Fe Children's Museum. If you'd like to know more on this, feel free to call 989-8359. Magic 99.5, ready to take you through another 45 minutes of continuous light rock. We'll play some Mason Williams, Linda Ronstadt, Phil Collins, and more in just a moment. Let's do another 45 minutes of continuous light rock, beginning with Peebo Bryson and Celine Dion on Magic 99.5.
Magic, KMGA, Albuquerque, Santa Fe. Magic, 99.5. Light rock, less talk.
Easy listening music is the forte of KJOY, KKJY, at 100.3 on the Albuquerque FM dial. It occupies a comfortable 5th place in the market.
with the most relaxing music in New Mexico, right here on FM 100.3. KJOY, KKJY, Albuquerque.
No matter where you are this afternoon listening to us, we thank you very much. You always feel right at home with the light and easy sounds of KJOY.
KZKL, simulcasting at 101.7 FM and 1580 AM, provides a full-time source of the Golden Oldies hits. Licensed to Rio Rancho, these stations are well-positioned at 7th place in the ratings battle. One of the newest sounds to appear on the Albuquerque FM dial is KASY at 103.3. Replacing the Spanish language programming of the former KIDI FM, KC103 has switched to a modern country western music format in an all-out assault on market leaders KRST and KRZY. So far, they've had moderate success, moving up several positions to 12th place in the first ratings book since the change.
KC103, the damn home, folks, with the great music. Here's Alabama. Aaron Tippin singing Albuquerque's Best Country. If you're feeling like the sticks and stones of the old homestead are closing in on you this afternoon, why not take in a flick? Fire in the Sky, the new sci-fi flick started yesterday. It's guaranteed to keep you in your seat and keep your mind off your troubles. Here's Tracy Lawrence, Albuquerque's Best Country.
You can take the house and everything in it.
You're listening to the new KC103. Travis Tritt, can I trust you with my heart? I certainly hope so. Hi, Linda here on a Saturday afternoon. So glad you're along. The new KC103 and Katie B are bringing you the latest news from Music City, USA. You'll be listening for the Nashville Newsline weekday mornings at 8:50 and Friday nights at 7:50 only on Albuquerque's Best Country, where we're hitting the road. The word is out. Spring is finally here in New Mexico, and the hobby stores are already doing a whirlwind business. Some kites and remote planes. Sounds kind of like fun, doesn't it? It's a nice day to hit the park and take the plane. It's partly sunny, a little breeze in the air, and 51 so far in Albuquerque. Have a good time and enjoy it. The new KC103 is Albuquerque's Best Country. Tell your friends to turn to 103.3 on the dial for today's top country artist and your picks from the past. And by the way, thanks for making us your first choice in radio. We surely do appreciate it. We're the new KC103.
This old highway's getting longer.
Another Santa Fe station showing up in the Albuquerque ratings is KLSK at 104.1. Their classic rock format enabled the station to earn a number 8 rating in the market.
Classic rock, 104.1 KLSK, in the middle of 60 minutes of commercial-free rock and roll.
Loud. Classic rock, 104.1 KLSK.
Classic rock, 104.1 KLSK, always a favorite, the Police, Roxanne. It's 8:50 and in the weather, well, we may actually get some this evening. 30% chance of snow running through tomorrow afternoon, and it'll be just a bit cooler. Tonight's low should dip down near 30 degrees, while the high tomorrow is 52. Right now it's 41 degrees under partly cloudy skies. KLSK and Harvard Bike House presents the 6th annual Vuelta de Albuquerque Bicycle Tour, Sunday, March the 29th. Register early and receive a discount. Forms are available at all local bike shops. For more information, please call 255-8808.
At 105.1, we find KZRQ transmitting from Corrales. Although affiliated with AM station KIVA, KZRQ has a completely different programming philosophy. Its Z-Rock format barely cracked the top 10 in the latest ratings battle.
I wanna rock and roll all night.
yanked it.
We're cranking it. KZR2 Santa Fe Albuquerque. This is Z-Rock.
Yeah.
Z-Rock, Pat Dossie coming up less than an hour. I'm going to turn you on to my deliriously precious pounder from a new band called, well, not new. It's actually their second release, kind of new to me. The Beautiful. 20 minutes from now, Michelle Knight, Z-Rock, Mudd, Metallica, more Mudd on Vince Neil and Guns N' Roses. Psychofunkopus, Queensryche, and Nirvana, straight ahead. Billy Thorpe. Children of the Sun on Z-Rock. We will rock you from Warrant to Scorps and Billy Thorpe on a Z-Rock. If it's too loud, talk.
Here's what some of those Z-Rockers smart enough to join the Z-Rock Metal Militia and memorize their dog tag numbers carried off.
10 trips to Dallas to see Lynch Mob. 8 trips to Cabo San Lucas for surfing championships. 1 Harley-Davidson motorcycle. 20 monograph guitars from Mark Slaughter, Stevie Vai, and a bunch. $5,000 worth of music videos. 2 trips to London, the Clash of the Titans show, and the Evil Tour. 1 dinner with Dave Mustaine in Miami Beach, Florida.
And thousands of CDs worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Join the Z-Rock Militia, wherever Z-Rock stuff is grown.
Join the Metal Militia today and pick up your set of dog tags at Charlie's Records and Tapes, 7602 Manal Boulevard Northeast. That's Charlie's Records and Tapes.
My car? I want my Z-Rock sticker back.
Live from the La Brea Tar Pits in Hollywood, California.
Ottawa. Occupying the 105.9 spot on the Albuquerque FM dial is KOLT, another station licensed to Santa Fe. Owned by Claremore Broadcasting, Colt serves the listening audience with a country western format.
From the sky barrens at Hobbs to the surrounding timberland of Red River, covering New Mexico like the sun at 105.9 FM and translator K292EN in Albuquerque and at 106.3 FM. Colt 106.
It's 5 minutes in front of 1 o'clock. I'm Greg Stevens with Earl Thomas Conley and Keith Whitley. Just one of 360 great country songs you're going to hear here today. Country Call 106. I'm Greg Stevens. Got at least 50 minutes of music for you this hour. We have 40 minutes. We're going to go nonstop. Continuous country favorites. The best country on Call 106.
The last two spots on the Albuquerque FM dial are occupied by stations that simulcast with their AM affiliates. At 107.1, we have the relatively new KUCU with the same all-sports programming we heard on its sister station KDEF AM 1150. KAMX broadcasts at 107.9 with the same adult contemporary format as its 1520 AM counterpart. This completes our tour of the Albuquerque AM and FM dials. I hope you've all enjoyed this vicarious trip through one of the truly fine cities of the Great Southwest. Now back to you, Phil.
Well, thank you, Skip, for a great job in putting together the Albuquerque Market Scope. I'm sure everybody enjoyed it as thoroughly as I did. We'll be back next month to see what kind of trouble that we can get into for the April Market Scope. And from the studios of Great Northern Broadchasing, this is Phil for the DX Audio Service, and now probably out chasing around is John Bowker.
Historical Moments in Radio, a collection of stories from the rich and exciting past on the AM radio dial. Hello again, I'm John Bowker, and this month I want to take a momentary break from the tale we started last month relating to the confused state of affairs in Washington about regulating radio broadcasting. But do you remember what I told you last month about the Chicago courts knocking down the federal government's rights to certain regulation of broadcasting? Well, there's a cute little part of that story I didn't tell you. The Zenith Radio Company in Chicago decided to build a radio station in 1924. And indeed, WJAZ became happily ensconced on 1120 kilocycles with 20 watts of power. And a year later, they were granted an increase to 500 watts of power. But then Mr. McDonald, head of the Zenith Radio Corporation, wanted still more power. and the Department of Commerce had to reassign WJAZ to the only available Chicago frequency that would accept as much as 1,500 watts. And that was 930 on the dial. The only problem with 930 was that it had earlier been assigned to KOA in Denver, and that meant that WJAZ would have to work out a time-sharing agreement, giving first choice for hours to KOA out in Denver, because, you see, the Chicago and Denver are too close together for stations to coexist. That's what they thought at those times, anyway. But KOA then filed papers saying that it would share very well with Chicago. It needed all but 2 hours a week to be on the air. And wait, you see, KOA was owned by the General Electric Company. GE owned KGO in Oakland, WGY in Schenectady, and GE was of the opinion, perhaps rightfully, that its stations had something worthwhile to say all day long. So it was no surprise that the Zenith station, a competitor of GE after all, would be virtually cut off. So Mr. McDonald went to Washington. He spent a couple of weeks talking with the Illinois congressman, with the Department of Commerce people, and he got nowhere. The Department of Commerce said no. The congressman turned a deaf ear. So Mr. McDonald went back home and told his engineers to figure out a solution to the problem, and they came back with a plan for WJAZ to move from 930 to 910 on the dial, since there were no stations at 910 on the dial. Within days, WJAZ moved to 910 with 1,500 watts of power, and immediately the roof caved in. It seems that the United States had a bilateral agreement with Canada, wherein Canada had exclusive use of 910. Okay, true, there was no Canadian station experiencing any interference from WJAZ, but that had nothing to do with it. So, the DOC immediately demanded that WJAZ move back to its assigned frequency of 930 on the dial and work out a sharing plan with KOA. No good, said Zenith. Then they filed a suit in Chicago, now hear this, asking that the court find that neither the Department of Commerce nor any other branch of the federal U.S. government had ever been granted the right to assign specific frequencies to radio stations in each band. The courts looked over the briefs, heard the claims and counterclaims, and they ruled in favor of Zenith. And for a significant number of months, there was no federal government oversight on the assignment of specific dial positions in the United States. Unbelievable. Stations could apply for a frequency, and if they could show they would not cause any interference to an existing station, the license would be granted without further delay. In fact, for a short time, it was found that the federal government had to grant just about any application for a broadcasting station that was submitted. Felons and foreign governments would not be licensed, but just about everyone else for almost any dial position and any power. What was the outcome? WJAZ moved several times in the next year. It stayed several months at 1,500 kilocycles, then it moved to 1,140, and it received a full grant from the Radio Commission in 1927, being moved to 1,480 in 1929, 1,490 in 1930. By 1935, the station had disappeared completely from any logs, along with its sister station in Chicago, WSAZ. But that, isn't that quite a story? Of course, they have reappeared now on an FM station near Harrisburg, the call sign WJAZ. That's the station that rebroadcasts the jazz shows of WRTI in Philadelphia throughout the central part of Pennsylvania. But that's another story. Happy birthday time. How about WWL and WSB? They both officially started during March 1922. KTRH in Houston, they got off the ground in March 1930. For Historical Moments in Radio, I'm John Bowker.
High fidelity enthusiast, attention. An integral part of your hi-fi system is your collection and arrangement of speakers. Now you can be assured once and for all of having the richest, most throbbing bass tones guaranteed to make your neighbors sit up and take notice. As for those sharp, clear, and stimulating highs for your system, this outstanding tweeter can be used alone or matched in pairs for truly magnificent and inspired reproduction. Naturally, you ask with hi-fi anticipation, just what are these new developments? Actually, the system is as old as time itself, and you can even enjoy the continuous bass tones from the back yard and the highs from the comfort of your living room. The woofer is designed as a 16-inch high Doberman pincer, and the tweeter is a compact canary yellow fellow. Send for yours today and receive absolutely free a package of wild rice to keep your tweeter in tune. The woofer requires only occasional maintenance by chewing on the mailman.
Listen now, gals and guys, win a prep parade club card prize. Here's a fella to put you wise.
And it's time to get you wise with the CPC report here on the DX Audio Service. Tell you what stations are testing. Couldn't get a hold of Jeff Tynan on this edition, so we're kind of doing a abbreviated edition here on the DX Audio Service. Starting with Monday, February 28th, my old alma mater up in Monroe, Michigan will be testing WHND 560. They'll be testing from midnight to midnight 30. Also on Monday morning, February 28th, 1994, WIXN on 1460 in Dixon, Illinois will be testing from 1:30 to 0200 Eastern Standard Time. On Monday, February 28th also, looks like we got a lot of good tests here. KOVO 960 in Provo, Utah will be testing from 0200 to 0300. On Monday, March 7th, 1994, WIWO 1580 in South Bend, Indiana will be testing from 0400 to 0500. On Monday, March the 7th, KBMR 1130 in Bismarck, North Dakota will be testing from 0100 to 0130 a.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. Also on the morning of the 7th, CKX 1150 in Brandon, Manitoba will be testing from 0300 to 0330. That's Eastern Standard Time. Monday, March the 14th, 1994, WJIC 1510 in Salem, New Jersey will be testing from midnight to midnight 30 Eastern Standard Time. A week later, on March the 21st, which is Monday morning, WTIV 1230 in Titusville, Pennsylvania will be testing from midnight 30 to 0100 Eastern Standard Time. Monday, March the 21st also, KPSO 1260, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce this name. What do you think, Phil? Ferris?
Looks like Falfurious.
Falfurious or something like that. F-A-L-F-U-R-R-A-I-A-S, Texas. And thank God it's down there. 0100 to 0:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on the 28th of March, KCVR 1570 in Stockton, California will be testing from 0300 to 0330 Eastern Standard Time. And finally, on March the 28th, 1994, KOAC 1550 in Corvallis, Oregon will be testing from 0330 to 0400 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Those are our CPC tests on this edition of the DX Audio Service.
Happy sounds in hi-fi on wonderful WHBQ.
Hi, this is Cheryl Hinson from St. Louis, Missouri, and I believe a couple months ago someone wanted to know what radio stations was doing the evening news on the radio from the TV, and we have KSTK 550. And they're doing the Channel 5 news from their KSDK TV. And then we have WIBV in Belleville, Illinois, and they're doing Channel 2 news from KTVI TV. Also, we had a change on the, it's either the 13th or the 20th of January. Q106 went to 104.1, and they're still 1380. They're a top 40 station, you know, the music of today. And then KTIX, which was 104.1, went to 106.1.
This is Jason Meadow from Saginaw, Michigan. We have a station that came back on the air. They were silent. It's WTRX. They're back on the air with an all sports format. It's owned by the same people that own 1440 WMAX in Saginaw, the station's in Flint. And the Flint station plans to simulcast some of the local programming from Saginaw. And here's what it sounded like when they came on the air.
It is a real pleasure to join the Flint radio audience today and to introduce One-on-One Sports Entertainment Network. Sports talk means just that, talking from one good sport to another. Because Sports Talk is interactive, you, the listener, can call in on a toll-free 800 number anytime, day or night, and talk on the air, coast to coast, with the Sports Talk host. With 128 stations, now 129, affiliated with One-on-One Sports Talk Network, it is now the largest sports network in America. Thank you. There's a breath of fresh air in Flint, and it's right here on Sports Talk 1330, WTRX, Flint.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami with two questions provoked by the February DX Audio Service. WHJM in Knoxville, 1180, on at night with 1 watt. Assuming a non-directional antenna, how far would that go? Also, a station in Indiana, moving its city of license from Gary to East Chicago, but not moving the transmitter or anything. Why? Why would a station do that? I don't get it. Fred or John Bowker, can you be of any help with answers to either of those two questions? Thank you.
Well, Tim, to answer your one question about the power, it is surprising how some of those low powers actually get out. I remember back in the early 80s working for WHND when they had a pre-sunrise power of 67 watts. And that was very, very audible in downtown Detroit, 47 miles away. So sometimes those low powers do trick you a little bit. And as far as moving their site, well, let's put it this way. I don't think the commission is really too concerned about what communities actually get served in the public interest.
Greetings, DX Audio Service members. This is Johnny Ott. Thank you very much to John Bowker. I enjoyed that piece of yours very, very much, and deeply appreciated, too. At Empire of the Air was a good book. You mentioned Peter Stuyvesant High School, where David Sarnoff was for a while. If I understand correctly or remember correctly, Stuyvesant High School had another famous person in its midst for a while. And if you listen to this old boy talk, you'd think he was from around here. But I do believe the old boy's name is Vladimir Posner. And obviously he was not from around here, but his accent would belie that fact. But I do believe that at one time, Vladimir Posner was at Stuyvesant High School. Now, here's something else, too. When you were doing the 1130 frequency check there, you mentioned WDGY in Minneapolis, and I believe you said that it had not been on the air for a year. Well, if you go down to 630, if CFCO in Chatham, Ontario isn't in the way or zero beating it, you will hear WDGY. And I believe they are doing the music of your life. So I give that to you for whatever it's worth. And it is my understanding, I don't know too much about it, but it's my understanding that once upon a time, long before I came up here, I am told that WDGY was a rock station. Isn't it interesting? Stations start out doing a rock format in the 50s and possibly early 60s. Then they turn into the music of your life, and what they basically end up doing is playing what they used to play in the good old days anyway, only by a different name. Same stuff from years gone by.
Hello, Fred Volby and News DX Audio Service listeners. I have a little information for you in reference to radio station changes in Jackson, Michigan. First of all, WIBM no longer simulcasts the oldies but goodies tunes. The FM does 94 gold, but the AM at 1450 has now went to pure country, pure and simple. WIBM 1450. The second bit of news for Jackson, Michigan is WKHM, which used to have an FM station at 106 on the dial many years ago, has now a new FM station, WKHM, serving Jackson and Brooklyn, Michigan, at 105.3. Relax with easy music, WKHM FM. The third change of interest concerns WILS at 1320 in Lansing, Michigan. We lost our real country station, and now it's unforgettable radio. This is Ray Rokita wishing all of you happy DXing.
Greetings, audio service members. This is Marty Rimpaugh on Friday, February the 11th. I was tuning around on the dial, and I heard Spanish at 9:50, and I called my friend in Southern California, and sure enough, XEKAM 950 is back, only I believe they're temporary because they are testing, and sometimes they have Spanish music, and sometimes they're off the air, and sometimes they just have some, I guess, you know, talking and like that. But I did hear Spanish on there, and they have been on the air testing, I believe, since Sunday. So when they'll be back full-time, I have no idea. And we've had a format change. KABL-FM here is now Big 98.1, playing the best hits of the 70s. They'll play songs like I Just Want to Celebrate by Rare Earth and Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin. Quite a departure from the AC format. And KMPC in Los Angeles, I understand, is supposed to move into the KABC facility as Cap Cities has bought KMPC and will keep its sports talk. And the lease ran out on the Sunset facility that KMPC had. So I guess that's all for now. So happy DX, and I'll see you later.
Hello, Fred. This is Rod Moog in Austin, Texas, reporting for the DX Audio Service, commenting more than reporting. I was up in western New York last week and noticed Jerry Starr reported a call letter change for 1280 in Rochester, the new call letters being WHTK. When I was up there, I discovered the rationale behind this call letter change. They have gone to what they call the hot talk format. G. Gordon Liddy in the early afternoon and all the other people who are on this hot talk format. We also have it on 1490, the new K phone in Austin here now. There's so many call letter changes nowadays, and often they're coordinated with some kind of format change or something. I'm sure this is more than Jerry can handle. And Jerry, I want to say, if you ever listen to these, what an excellent job you do on all the AM switch columns and how informative they are. I certainly don't know about all these stations, but many of them involve places I've lived or wanted to live or have known women who've lived there or something. So if it would be possible, or if we can have follow-ups from some of the local reporters on why these call letters have changed, sometimes it's interesting, although formats are not overly interesting to me. I spent a good part of January, Fred, over in India, VU2 land for you ham radio operators. The most powerful AM station there is a 1 megawatt station in Nagpur on the 1566 kilohertz. I don't hold out much hope for hearing it over here, but we can always try. The hopes spring eternal in the hearts of we DXers. 73s to all, and happy Valentine's Day, Fred.
This is Russell Fry in Indianapolis, Indiana. Here in Indianapolis, we have a radio change that has happened, or a new station that has come on. Technically licensed to Greenwood, which is just south of Indianapolis, WGGR, known as The Rebel, has come on as of February the 3rd. Indianapolis is now fourth, if you want to count the satellite AM station, country music radio station. And I don't know if they'll be successful or not. They're basically going head-to-head against the Bear, and which is a high-powered station. This is a, 3,000-watt radio station. Greenwood, which is on the south side of the city. I'm on the far northeast side, and I get them real well. But I don't know if they'll make it or not, but we'll see. But it's another new country music radio station for Indianapolis. The one at on AM at 1430 WCKN, which is Satellite Real Country, is about to change. they have been sold and is going to change to probably, if the rumors are correct, a business format. And that should happen almost any time, too. They're trying to get the call letters WIBJ to go along with the Indianapolis Business Journal, which the owners own, but I don't know if WIBC will allow that or not. Speaking of WIBC, they made some changes. Of course, they are now an all-talk format, and they moved Stan Solomon, who was their afternoon personality, to evenings to work 6 to 10 at night. And they're talking seriously about syndicating his program and taking it nationwide. So who knows? Stan Solomon may appear on a radio near you in the near future. Other than that, nothing new is happening in the Indianapolis market. Checking out the new country station on 106.7 and waiting to see what's going to happen at 14:30. But have yourselves a great February, a nice Valentine's Day, and a great magazine. Thanks.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here. It's Tuesday night, 10:55, February 15th. I need help in locating the whereabouts of a certain radio station. It's on 1190 kilohertz, and they are 10,000 watts. They are AM stereo. They seem to have references on their station to Mexicali, but yet I called the Mexican information assistance, and there is no station at 1190 in Mexicali. The only station that I know of that has any real power on 1190 in Mexico is a station from Guadalajara that's 50,000 watts, but this one's 10,000 watts. Now, the thing that makes this radio station unique is they play the hits of the 80s and kind of whatever they feel like, a little bit of modern rock in there. I heard Shadow Time by Susie and the Banshees, and they identify in Spanish. The DJ is in Spanish, the sampled liners are in Spanish, but I don't know where the station is from, and if one of the audio service members could help me out with that so I could get a QSL verification, I'd be very happy. Thank you.
Hello, Fred, and fellow DX Audio Service members. This is Howard Wilkett calling from Sarah, Pennsylvania. And I have a comment and a question. First of all, we have a frequency change on our local FM station, WAVR in Waverly, New York, moved from 102.3 to 102.1 on the 16th of February. Now, they said the reason was due to future interference problems on the FM band, whatever that means. Maybe you could explain that. And another question, our local Tawanda station, WTTC, they simulcast AM and FM. They just say at sunset they're going to sign the AM station off. They have no sign-off per se as far as frequency and wattage and, you know, their address and so on. They just go off the air with no explanation. And I'd like to know if there's anything legal, or whether that's illegal or not. Thank you.
I'm not sure if there's anything legal or illegal about just turning off your transmitter at a specified time. Obviously, if the license calls for it to be off at a certain time, then you have to turn it off. I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll let Jerry Starr or John Bowker field this question on our next edition of the DX Audio Service, since we're kind of running out of time on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And as usual, we're completely packed up with material here on the DX Audio Service, so we're going to have to defer for another 30 days until the next edition. That is the April edition of the DX Audio Service. And again, keep in mind, we will be publishing early for the next edition. We will be going to press around the 11th, I guess, of March to get your April edition out because of the National Association of Broadcasters Convention being held the last week of March. That's it. Oh, yeah, we didn't get to Pete Kemp's radio roundup. We'll try to get to that on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. So I'll say 73s to you, and catch you next week, or next month, I should say, on the DX Audio Service.